UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said today he's heading to Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, hoping to meet the country's military leaders to press for speedy relief for the 75% of those affected by Cyclone Nargis who've received no help. He said he's confident that aid can be stepped up quickly, and he welcomed the government's recent flexibility in allowing Asian relief workers to begin distributing international aid supplies. Meanwhile, flags across Myanmar flew at half-mast today, the start of 3 days of mourning for 134,000 people left dead and missing from Cyclone Nargis. The Order of Malta's emergency relief service in the country, Malteser International, is caring for 50,000 survivors in the seriously damaged coastal town of Labuta, where cholera is threatening the local population. Malteser International Secretary General Ingo Radke told us his organisation needs significant additional help in order to meet the needs of the people.
These people are in a terrible condition. It's more than 2 weeks ago that the cyclone struck the region of Labuta, and most of these people are still lacking the necessary provision, either of food, of drinking water. We're just too small in the number to help them. We need the other organizations, which actually are not able to work in the Delta. So we from Malteser International can bring health to the people, but there should be much, much more. Because if you live for 2 weeks without provision, under these conditions, we have the monsoon there, heavy rainfalls, there was the threat of a second cyclone, and you have lost everything. You're cut off from food, from health, you're cut off from water. This is really a threatening situation for most of the population.